is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. He's in New Orleans. I'm at home, the Casa de Evans, recovering from a nasty little virus. I blame it on Mexico somehow, some way. I came back from my awesome trip in San Miguel, and I have felt shitty ever since, though the food was amazing. Traversing, 16th century city was utterly amazing. The repercussions I'm experiencing, not so amazing. But you know what? It's Super Bowl week, and we're powering through, and we got to hop aboard the Hawk Plus Plus, as we always do here on the Fade at 5 Podcast. Good sir, plus 1 yards or greater. That is the requirement, and my goodness, you got a juicy bet, don't you?
Yeah, I decided to go this way. By the way, those of you watching the pod on YouTube, we apologize. I'm in a hotel. The Wi-Fi sucks. It always does when we're stuck in hotels. So if I freeze up, I apologize. But I'm going big on this one because why not? Yes, I'm only putting a couple of bucks on this, but I decided – you know, everybody wants Saquon to score the first touchdown. Everybody wants Pacheco to score the first touchdown. Everybody wants Kelsey to score the first touchdown. Screw it. I'm going big. Give me Noah Gray for the first touchdown plus 3,000 at DraftKings right now. And look, it's because of just the ability to say, screw it, I'm going to zig while everybody else zags. You and I have both seen the numbers over the course of the last week plus, Brad, of where the money is, where the tickets are, all courtesy of our friends at BetMGM. And everybody's on the chalk. And I just decided, why not get crazy with the cheese whiz? So I've been waiting all week to lay this one down as my plus bus.
Yeah, hopefully it's not going to be a great day, or maybe it will be a great day, because if it's certainly a great day, it's going to be nothing but sunshine in your pocket. My God, a 30-1 odds for him to score the first touchdown of the game. Yeah, again, it's the Super Bowl. It's the last game of the year. Why the hell not? More team reasons. This is weak sauce by comparison, but here's how I'm going to play this game on a same-game parlay. I don't give a damn, Scarlett. Who wins the game? Just keep it within 7 points. So Kansas City plus 7.5, Philadelphia plus 7.5. And in order to get to plus money, I'm going to take the total down from 48.5 to 39.5 and slam dunk that over. And IG plus money plus 102 there at BetMGM. I think this is going to be a single possession game when it's all said and done. I honestly think it could be within 3 points when it's all said and done. So if you want to take it down to 3.5 on either end of the ledger, you can get an even better price as a result there at BetMGM. And I honestly believe, too, that the standard total is probably going to hit on the over. And that number has come down. It opened at 49. A couple of shops had it 49.5 at one point. It's down to 48.5. So shaving off significant numerics there to bring it down to 39.5 and hit the over on it. I think it's going to come to fruition as well. So this is my favorite bet on kind of a line / total side of things. If you're going to play it the way, I only have like 24 tickets idiotically open on one game. Again, I'm going to go out with a bang, baby. It's the last hurrah of the year, but I love a little SGP with the Chiefs plus 7.5, the Eagles plus 7.5, and the game over 39.5 at a plus 102 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with a Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. All Super Bowl, all the time. Let's work into the last GP and get more plus money on the board, shall we? Give me Patrick Mahomes, and I'm going to live in the land down under leg numero uno on 255.5 pass yards. But leg numero dos, I'm going to live in the land of over 25 or more rush yards. You put those two hands together very simply. It's a plus 165 juice there at BetMGM. Look at Mahomes on the underside with the pass yards. Philadelphia has been locked down offensively in the back end. You look over the last 5 weeks entering the big game, they are number 5 in pass EPAD in the NFL. And in the regular season, they only gave up 6.03 pass yards per attempt, 192.2 pass yards per game, and only three quarterbacks threw for 256 in a contest against his fly, Eagles fly secondary. Now, Mahomes cashed over nine times this year on 255.5, but he has lived in land down under on this number in three of his last five. And he look at the advanced metrics. Remember, in the regular season, it was just kind of a ho-hum kind of year for Mahomes. He was only number 15 in total air yards. He was only number 34 in deep ball completion percentage. So we have to go a little Billy Raft on that ass. He's going to be a nickel and dimer, as we've seen repeatedly throughout the entire season of this game. I got to try to gobble up Philadelphia in small chunks. So I think the under hits on 255 and a half pass yards. Meanwhile, 25 or more rush yards. He's done this several times this season, but you know the MO of Patty Mahomes. In the postseason, the dude loves to run. In his career in the playoffs, he's averaging 29.1 rush yards per game. Now, only four quarterbacks have gone over 25 rush yards against Philadelphia this season. They don't really apply a whole lot of pocket pressure. They were bottom 10 in pocket pressure rate in the NFL regular season. But you know Mahomes, probably going to call his own number at least a handful of times, and maybe as many as seven or eight, and he's going to scurry up the sidelines to get what we need, and that's 25 or more rush yards. So again, SGP, numero cinco on the countdown, Patrick Mahomes under 255.5 pass yards. Patrick Mahomes, 25 or more rush yards. A cool plus 165 at BetMGM. Lundy, Vader, follow.
How is this not your number one? Seriously. How is this not number one for you?
Because I got a couple of bets I love even more, but I do like this one quite a bit.
I like this. I like this because I like the payday, man. I love the plus 165. I mean, on the plus bus, you were sitting at plus 102. I've already looked at what you've got. Some weeks I don't. Today I actually did. I looked ahead at where we are at 5-4-3-2-1 here on the fade five. And I'm surprised you don't have this one higher. Maybe I can understand it not being number one because I know what you have at number one. But man, this is a solid bet. I'm with you on the under on the pass yards, but you know he's going to do that little booty scoot that he does where he always looks like he's on his way to the porta potty. But I think it's going to happen, man. This is a great SGP. To get these kind of odds on only two legs is really solid, man. I'm all about this one. I will follow.
Yeah, and booty scoot yourself to the book if you are buying what I am selling.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Do you want a single play payday? Well, here it is. One of my favorite bets in this year's big game, Samaje Perine. I don't think he's going to be trickling down his leg in this game. All I need is really one reception, and we're going to be cashing that over on 7.5 receiving yards, and that is numero cuatro in the countdown at a minus 110 juice. And I grabbed this one at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Perine. Lundy, he's done this in 14 of his last 15 games. Let me repeat that. 14 of his last 15 games, folks. Nobody has really been talking about this bet at all. I've done several media appearances this week. We've had a number of guests on our BetMGM Tonight Show as well, and nobody's brought this up. And I think, again, it's all it's going to take is one play for him, and we're going to be in the cash money. He's averaging 8.3 routes per game on the season. He's ran at least six routes in both of the postseason matchups for Kansas City. And most importantly, Lundy, he's averaging 11.7 yards per reception. Just one. That's all we need. We just need that one catch, and we get that. I think we're going to get at least the snowman there in the box score. Now, I know Philadelphia in the regular season allowed the seventh fewest running back receiving yards, but 17 RBs hit the over on 7.5 receiving yards against them. And here's the thing about Perine, too. You know what his usage is. He is always heavily deployed in the hurry up and the 2-minute drill. Let's say Kansas City has a ball last possession under 2 minutes ago in the first half or late in the game. He's going to be on the field, and Mahomes is probably going to find him in the short field. He'll catch it, sprint upfield, get a 9-10-yard gain, and we cash. Like last week, he had one catch for 11 yards. Just replicate that, and we easily count our winnings in the end. So numero quattro on the countdown. Samaje Perine over 7.5 receiving yards at a minus 110 juice. Hell yeah. Available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Good sir. Fade or follow.
Yeah, this is a one-and-done kind of payday. These are the ones that we like. Now, let's hope it's not a catch that he does and then he gets squished in the backfield, because we certainly understand that this Philadelphia defense can and the Kansas City defense, for that matter, they both are very capable of doing that. But, yes, I like a little one-and-done, and I'm surprised that you have not heard more people talking about this.
Yeah, I am too. So, under the radar, he is flying. That is Samaje Perine.
Number three.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade 5 countdown. Of course, we got to flex the Saquads. Dude's going to be squat elephants in this game. In what categories? Well, here, let me build a little SGP for you. This is actually the first wager that I made in this year's Super Bowl a few days ago. A simple two-layer. SGP, Saquon Barkley, 100-plus rush yards, and Saquon Barkley, anytime touchdown. The fact that achieves plus money is a gift from the gambling gods. Record this at a plus 105 there at BetMGM. Barkley should easily be able to get to 100 yards. A guy that has done this in five straight games. And you look at what Kansas City did in the regular season. They really locked down the running back position. They only give up 3.79 yards per carry and 70.4 rush yards per game to RBs. But Barkley's just a different dude. He's a beast. You know, maybe gets a little reverse oral action. He's got that shimmy and shake, you know, slam of the juke button there on the Xbox controller. And, you know, he's going to get probably minimum 20 to 25 carries in this game and should easily coast past 100 yards. Now, I know the standard line on rush yards has come really tumbling down the mountainside. Last I checked at BetMGM, as a matter of fact, it's down to 110.5. I think it opened at like 117.5. So that shaved off some significant yardage. I would bet the over on that, but been a little cushion, avoid any kind of push. And I think he does reach triple digits on the ground. And I also believe he's going to find the end zone as well. We got to remember Barkley in the regular season, number 9 in yak per attempt. He was top 3 as well in total missed tackles for us and numero uno in yards created in total. He'll get a ball in the belly. He's got to punch one in at least one time in this game. And I do believe he reaches the century mark in rushing yards. So SGP, numero tres on the countdown. Saquads, flex them, baby. 100-plus rush yards. Anytime touchdown, plus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
True story, here in New Orleans yesterday, had a guy standing behind me. He's wearing a Cowboys hat, right? And I'm like, oh, geez, this is going to be a total setup, right? He's got the Cowboys hat on. And he goes, who you got winning the game? And I said, I'm taking Philadelphia. And he's like, good man, good man. He goes, I'll tell you right now, Saquon, he's going for 200 yards rushing. And I was like, whoa, hot take here from my Cowboys fan. Because you figure a Cowboys fan probably finds it a little bit difficult to root for an Eagle like that. And he did say, he goes, I don't like the Eagles. He goes, but man, I like Saquon. He goes, I'm taking him for 200 yards. So, you know, if you think that, you know, kind of inebriated guy behind me yesterday is onto anything, you might want to sprinkle something on that. But I do agree with you. I think Saquon's good for a century mark, and this is a smart way to play it if you want him for a touchdown.
You know what that is? That's a hot tip. You know what else we're providing? More hot tips, maybe from a drunk Cowboys fan or two, at thegamingjuice.com. Go there right now, you Jim Jacks. Sign up. It's absolutely free. My bracket big board, my college basketball and state tournament projection, it updates every single day. I'm in there in the machine, switching things around, updating all the data on thegamingjuice.com. Make sure you check that out. Lundy's free spreadsheet picks, a lot of drop of the puck and making some bucks there in the NHL. All of our Super Bowl content as well. I've been cranking out a brand new piece every day featuring a different player prop for you to consider. Many of those being featured on the countdown today. All you got to do is go to thegamingjuice.com, you jack wagons, and sign up. Again, it's absolutely free. Click, converse, and cash. that, maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. And Luddy was questioning why Mahomes wasn't higher on the list with that little two-leg SGP that I featured earlier on in the podcast, a plus 165. Well, one of the reasons why I love this prop, number one is like a 1A, and I'm going to feature that coming up. This is really a 1B. It's not even number two, and that's Jalen Hurts over 11.5 yards on the longest run, and I grabbed this at FanDuel at a minus 114 juice. Extraordinarily low. A couple of shops I saw this number was at 12.5, and I still would have windmill slam dunked the over on that as well. But you look at Hurts, a guy that's averaging close to 10 rush attempts per game over the entirety of the NFL season, 16 times, 16. He has ran for at least a dozen yards on a single carry this season. And here's the formula for success in this Super Bowl. Now, you go back a couple of years ago, and I'm not saying he's got to duplicate the 70 yards and three touchdowns he had in that matchup against Kansas City. But KC was a high-pressure defense that season. They still are a high-pressure defense this season. They were number 5, as a matter of fact, in pocket pressure rate. What does that mean? Opportunistic scrambles are going to be quite likely for a guy that squats like Mack Trucks in the gym. He's a really tough guy to wrangle and corral. I look at Kansas City, number 26 in rush EPAD over the last 5. In the NFL regular season, Lundy, they allowed the 7th most quarterback rush yards of any team in the National Football League. So you look at the success that Hurts has had this year, calling his own number. I know some of you may be worried about, is he healthy? I mean, he's had 2 weeks to heal up and get all the treatment. I think he's going to be at or near 100% in this game, so I'm not at all worried. I think he's going to plow ahead for a chunk gain or three. All we need is one for 12 yards, and we cash in. Numero dos on the Fade 5 Countdown today. It hurts so good. Come out, Jalen, make it hurt so good on the over 11.5 yards, longest run, minus 114 at FanDuel. Lundy, Vader, follow.
I got to follow on this one, man. You're exactly right. I think he's going to be fine. I know people have been talking about his health and whether or not he's feeling good top to bottom. First of all, 2 weeks off. Second of all, there's some pretty wondrous things that these NFL trainers can do over the course of 14 days. And I expect them to do all of that to make sure that Hurts is ready to fly. So, yes, give me the over on the longest run for him. Good call. God, I hate agreeing with you all the time.
Come on, Jalen, make it hurt so good.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Super Bowl edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. X gonna give it to you. Yeah, Xavier Worthy. I am heavily invested in him in a multitude of prop categories. I'm going to share a couple of more in bonus time. But my favorite bet on the board. So the first bet that I made on this year's Super Bowl was that two-legger with Saquon Barkley. The second bet that I made was this one, Xavier Worthy, over 5.5 rush yards at a minus 135 at BetMGM. Frankly, I got it at 3.5 at open, and then I grabbed it again at 5.5. I know with some shops right now, it's up to 6.5. I'd still play that sucker over. If I could find some alt markets of like 10 or more rush yards, I would take advantage of that. I wouldn't play it as high as 15, but 10 would probably be the upper limit for me on the X-Man to get it done there on the ground. But I think he's going to cash this with relative ease. I think he's going to cash the 6.5 as well with relative ease to boot. He has done this on the 5.5 on the over in 5 of his last 10 games. Over that 10-game span, he's totaled 14 rush attempts in those efforts. Now, Philadelphia, number 2 and rush EPAD in their last 5 games. And in the NFL regular season, only 2 wide receivers went over 5.5 rush yards against them. But Andy Reid, he's going to be deep into the bag, pulling out all the trick plays. And Xavier Worthy is a guy that is the ultimate window dresser. He moves around all over the place behind the line of scrimmage. Sometimes he lines up in the backfield as a running back. Sometimes he's set in motion. and it's just a, basically a jet sweep handoff to him off the hand of Patrick Mahomes. Sometimes it's looks like a backwards pass. So some people would say, well, that's a forward pass. That ball's like an inch past the line of scrimmage. No, but it's like a backwards pass, and he catches it, and it gets a sizable gain, and it counts as a run. So there are myriad ways in which he should be able to cash on this. And I think the trickeration is going to be at its peak from the mastermind. That is one Andy Reid. Is it going to be a little Fumbarooski? Fumbarooski. That's a possibility as well from Reid. It wouldn't shock me at all. But I love X marking the spot. My top play in this year's Super Bowl worthy. Over 5.5 rush yards. -135 at BetMGM. Lundy. Fader follow.
This is no surprise to anybody that follows the pod. You've been all over this throughout the season, throughout the postseason as well. And yes, the evil genius that is Andy Reid. By the way, I want to reach through my screen and punch you for bringing up that ad, because son of a bitch, I hate that ad. I'm just over that one. Good God. I think this is a smart play. I think they're going to find ways to get him involved. Just keep him from getting tackled in the backfield for a loss, and you should get easily to that six. If you want to get really crazy, you can play him for 20 or more rushing yards over at Caesars plus 295.
Oh, wow. That's sexy. Go ahead and remove the belt if that one cashes there. nearly 3-1 odds. Gotta love that. All right. Bonus time. Lundy, whether you want to throw some pup bucks out there, maybe you're looking at the college basketball slate, additional action in the Super Bowl. I don't give a damn. Just give me a pick or two.
Let me throw a couple of ways that you can decide to play some things for the Super Bowl. First and foremost, I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, I stand by it. The moment the line came out, I took Philly on the money line plus 110. I continue to stand by that. I think the Eagles are going to win this game. I am in for that bet. The other one that I grabbed early on, Dallas Goedert over 48.5 receiving yards. Current line right now is at 51.5, and I would probably still play that. It opened at 56, folks. This thing has jumped 5 yards in less than 2 weeks because of the number of people that are hammering it. And in fact, our friends at BetMGM told us that 99% of the tickets are on the over for Dallas Goedert. That has to do with the tendencies the Chiefs have on defense against the tight end, and also the fact that after spending some of the season injured, he's coming back and he's playing strong. So not a bad way to be able to roll with that. I do think if you believe that Philly is going to win the game, I think there's a decent shot at Saquon Barkley being the MVP. If you like that, you can snag it at plus 225. I'll just throw that one out there for you. But if you want to do what is probably smarter, if you look at the history of the NFL, I want you to find another bet on Sunday that you like, okay? Maybe it's some NBA early in the day or a college basketball game or something like that, okay? Find that for a leg of a two-leg parlay. And then I want you to go in, and at Caesars right now, you can get the position of the MVP to be quarterback at minus 185. The reason I bring that up is because at DraftKings, it's minus 250. So if you go to Caesars and you snag it at minus 185 and you find something else that you really like on Sunday, cross-sport that thing. And then all you got to do is wait to see if Mahomes or Jalen Hurts wind up holding the trophy at the end of the game. Not a bad way to play it if you want to do, again, the history of the idea that it is usually a quarterback that wins this award in the Super Bowl. That's a big difference between 250 and 185 between DraftKings and Caesars. We got 5 games in the National Hockey League tonight. Let me give you a couple of quick plays there. We're going to the gifts. First of all, I like the no gift in the game between the Islanders and the Jets. That's a plus 105 over at DraftKings. Just a couple of teams that tend to hover right around 50% or sub 50%. So I think we could see that happen this evening. The yes gifts that I like for this evening. Pittsburgh is at the Garden to take on the New York Rangers, and Nashville is in Chi-Town to take on the Blackhawks. Give me the yes gift in both of those games. That's a plus 174 over at DraftKings. While I continue to feed the hamster to keep the Wi-Fi going at the hotel, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go to the Team Huevos Parlay play of the Super Bowl. I'm not going to give any reasoning behind this because my voice is already failing me. So let's work it in a multiple legger here. Isaiah Pacheco, 4 more rush attempts. I think he's going to carry the ball at least 5 times, quite honestly. Leg numero dos, Patrick Mahomes, 4 more rush attempts. The standard line is sitting at 5.5, and I think he's going to flirt with the over on that. So should be able to get that. Remember, kneel downs do count. If you do believe that Kansas City is going to win this game, leg numero tres, Dallas Goedert, for all the reasons Lundy mentioned, but I'm going to take that number down to 40 or more receiving yards. He's right. Kansas City has been on the struggle bus all season long, defending the middle of the field against supreme pass catching tight ends, and Goddard has been cash money in that department all year long. Leg numero cuatro, AJ Brown, 3 or more receptions. And leg numero cinco, Devontae Smith, the Slim Reaper. All I need is 25 or more receiving yards. He may get that on a singular play. So to recap the Team Huevos parlay play of this year's Super Bowl: Pacheco, 4 more rush attempts. Mahomes, 4 more rush attempts. Dallas Goedert, 40 or more receiving yards. A.J. Brown, 3 or more receptions. Devontae Smith, 25 or more receiving yards. That shakes out to an appreciable plus 154 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time. Jalen Hurts, remember I took the over on 11.5 yards on the longest run. I also like him on the simple two-legger SGP. Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown, on his one. And 25 or more rush yards. That's it. Simple two-legger. You build that at BetMGM, inexplicably, it's plus 138. That's just a low-hanging fruit right there. He's got to find the end zone. Hell, I even take it a step further. I think he scores twice on the ground. And that's plus 550 right now at BetMGM. If you really want to get seduced by the juice and rolling the shoulders there, I think Hurts could have a big game. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on his Super Bowl MVP odds as well. Probably the best odds of anybody in this game. I know there's a lot of Swifties out there like, oh, what about Travis Kelce at 15-1? Some shops had as high as 25-1 about a week ago. Yeah, I guess you can make an argument there, but Hurts at plus 375 right now at BetMGM to hoist the hardware in the end as the game's most valuable player. Entirely buyable and believable. So I love that two-legger. I love a whole lot of Jalen Hurts really across the board. Xavier Worthy, I already mentioned it. I took the over on 5.5 rush yards. How about the over on 1.5 rush attempts at a plus 102? You can grab that right now at DraftKings. I also took the over on 5.5 receptions at a plus 105. He is going to be a busy man in this game because he is a jack of all trades, operating as a rusher or as a receiver in the short field. He is the centerpiece of this offensive game plan. It's not Kelce anymore. And speaking of Kelce, I'm going to take the under on receiving yards for him. I grabbed it earlier in the week. I was a little bit higher at 65.5. It's already down at like 61.5. I would play it all the way down to 60.5. I don't think he's going to crack 60, to be honest. So Travis Kelce under 61.5. Though I do like Juju Smith-Schuster, and I really like this market for him to record a catch of 15 or more yards. Just one catch of 15 or more yards, it's plus 150. And I think that is entirely on the table. Also took the over on 1.5 receptions for him. I grabbed it at plus money earlier in the week. It's now juiced way the hell up at a minus 118, minus 120, pretty much universally at all the books that are out there. I'll give you 2 quick college basketball bets on this Friday. SGP in the marquee matchup of the night, St. John's UConn. I'm going to take the Johnnies up to plus 7.5. This one being played in stores. And I'm going to hit the total up to 148.5 and hit that under. That's plus 102 if you build that at Caesars. San Jose State, they're on the road at Boise State. I like the team total over for the Spartans of 63.5 points. They scored 71 at a loss against Boise and Cali earlier this season. San Jose State's actually scored at least 64 in 9 straight games. They've been torching the Nets from outside. They're shooting 42% from distance in their last 6. So I think they're going to score at least 64. They'll probably get their asses kicked there in Boise. But maybe the scrums come off the bench last like 2-3 minutes of the game for the Broncos, and it's just easy kisses off the glass or uncontested threes, and that pushes the over on the San Jose State team total, 63.5 points. All right, well, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Feed 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and or review? Also, feed or follow us on the X or the Twitter at Noisy Huevos is where you can find me, Lundy, at Nate Lundy. You can also check us out on Blue Sky at those same handles as well. Go to thegamingjuice.com via Jack Wagons and sign up for a free account. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday. And until next time, mi amigos, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Somebody give me some tea.